Chapter 24. The Ang-Ti Homeworld.
Tadar Ro was waiting for Luke and Ben when they finally emerged, blinking slightly at the change from the comforting dimness of the Four Stones to the harsh sunlight of the Ang-Ti Homeworld. Luke was willing to bet that Tadar Ro had not moved at all during the entire time he and Ben had been inside testing the artifacts. The Ang-Ti teacher had curled up like a boulder, and now, as they emerged, he slowly uncurled and stood to face them. His tongues flickered, and his yearning flooded the Force.
"Do you have an answer for us from those who dwell beyond the veil?"
Luke and Ben exchanged glances. Luke nodded.
"I do, but I feel strongly that what I have to say should be told to all the Ang-Ti together."
Tadar Ro was disappointed, but he also understood. He nodded, the gesture seeming to come to him more naturally now.
"Very well, but let us make all haste now to return to them. I am sure that they are as anxious as I to discover what those who dwell beyond the veil wish for us."
Tadar Ro was indeed anxious, if the pace he set was any indication. Luke and Ben found themselves using the Force to keep up with him. They could, of course, simply have asked Tadar Ro to slow down, but knowing what he did, Luke understood the Ang-Ti's driving need, and he, too, wanted to share what he had learned as quickly as possible. Force-sensitives all, apparently, the Ang-Ti knew they were returning. By the time Luke, Ben, and Tadar Ro reached the Jade Shadow, dozens of Ang-Ti were waiting for them. Still as stone they were, as ever, sitting on their haunches as if they had been carved so. Luke almost felt buffeted by their emotions in the Force. Fear, excitement, hope, anger, resentment, gratitude. A rainbow. Luke glanced over at Ben, who nodded solemnly. Then Luke took a deep breath, calmed himself, and spoke.
"When we came here, we had many questions about Jason Solo. Thanks to Tadar Ro, we have learned more about him. We also learned many things we didn't expect to. About Georges Cardass, about the Ang-Ti, and how you use the Force, how you regard it. We are the richer for that knowledge. And in return, you asked something of us, something that no one among you could do. Consult the relics that are compiled in the Embrace and seek guidance from them. We have done so. I give you my solemn word that Ben and I have handled every single artifact in the Embrace, trying to find the answers you, our hosts, asked of us. And here is what we have learned."
Ben shifted beside him uneasily.
"Here we go," Luke thought. "While we learned much from the relics, and while we touched the Force through them, it is with deep regret that I must tell you, we gleaned no insight from them. No direction, no guidance, nothing that we could bring to you as proof that those who dwell beyond the veil had plans for you at this juncture. I am afraid that the Ang-Ti are on their own. You and you alone must decide your destiny. Whether you continue to believe as you have in the past that the Force guides everything, or what the Prophet told you, that everything is preordained, you must chart your own path."
Grief and anger poured into the Force with such violence that Ben winced, and even Luke had to steel himself against it. Out of the corner of his eye, Luke saw Ben's hand twitch. Ben, sensing the hostility rampaging in the Force, desperately wanted to grab his lightsaber, but did not.
Luke was very proud of him. A Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and protection, never attack.
Then, as quickly as it had come, the crowd's anger abated. The onslaught of enraged, disillusioned Ang-Ti did not come.
Luke relaxed slightly as he watched them.
They were talking. Their tongues flickered wildly. But he sensed it was less of an argument than a discussion. Something had shifted. It was subtle, but present. Luke could not understand them without the translation device, but he had a good idea as to what they were thinking. He glanced at Tadar Ro, who hesitated, then translated.
"Some of them say this is proof that we do not need off-worlder aid to decide our own issues. Others say that those who dwell beyond the veil have turned against us, while still others say they have enough faith in us to choose what is right. And still others say that if it were not for Luke Skywalker and Ben Skywalker, we would still be hostile to one another.
Luke smiled a little. He could live with that. It was time for them to go. The Yang-Ti began to drift away, returning to their ordinary lives and letting the off-worlders be about their business. Luke turned to Ben. If you have any more questions for Tadar Ro, you'd better ask them now. Ben shrugged, not looking at his father.
Nah, I'm good.
Luke frowned slightly. Curious, you haven't attempted the flow walking yet.
I decided not to do it. Come on, let's get packing.
Tadar Ro was confused.
But Ben Skywalker, we discussed this.
Luke's eyes narrowed. Tadar Ro, can you give us a minute? Tadar Ro nodded. Ben and Luke strode up the ramp into the jade shadow and closed it.
Ben, Luke said gently, smiling. I know what you're doing. Again?
Yep. Luke's smile widened. You're not going to flow walk because you want to make a gesture to me. It's been uncomfortable these last several days, and it's all centered on the flow walking. You're denying yourself this to try to smooth things over after this rough patch. Ben nodded, not looking at him. I'll be honest. I'd be just as happy if you never learned this skill, never used it, especially not to see Jason, because that's what this is all about. But you know what? Luke placed his hands on Ben's shoulders and turned his son to face him. The Yang-Ti aren't babies who need the watchful eyes and control of those who dwell beyond the veil. They can make their own decisions, and the same goes for you. Ben looked up at him searchingly. Luke smiled. Go on, if you need to do this. Ben hesitated for a long moment, then nodded, opened the hatch, and stepped outside. Luke watched him as he went to Tadar Ro, and then was surprised when Ben strode off alone. Tadar Ro turned to look at Luke expectantly. Confused, Luke hastened down the ramp to the Yang-Ti. I thought you would go with him.
He knows the technique. For what he must do, he does not need me present.
Luke felt a pang as he glanced at Ben, a small figure growing smaller in the distance. His son looked terribly alone to him. But Luke understood.
And there is something else I must share with you, Luke Skywalker.